News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The reality of this is it's maybe 25 to 30,000 puppies a year. A lot of that traffic is heading for the UK, UK mainland. A lot of it would go out through Northern Ireland.
To me, it's the new drugs. For the puppy trade in Scotland, I would say 90% of all problems come through Belfast.
How is it so easy for people to just hop on a ferry with a load of sick dogs and just scam people?
Okay, that was just a snippet from last night's BBC documentary Spotlight, which exposed an illegal multi-million pound puppy trade between Ireland and the UK. Gillian Bird, Head of Education and Media at the DSPCA, joins us now. A fairly grim documentary, Gillian, and it appears that a huge amount of the puppies that are farmed and I suppose sold on without much principle, without much support, and sometimes unwell in the UK, are coming from here, are coming from Ireland. What was your reaction?
Well, it's not a surprise to us. It's something that we are aware of. It highlighted a lot more of it than I think anybody really understood. And some of the actual ins and outs of it, of the transportation, of the stopping in service stations and handing over puppies, it goes on. We know it goes on, but it's just such a difficult thing to actually, you know, stop and enforce the laws around it.
And with regard to the kind of things that you're seeing in terms of these puppies that are, is it fair to say abused? I mean, they're sick, they're bred in poor conditions. Is it fair to say these animals are abused?
Neglect, I think, is more the word that you would use. I mean, this is a situation of animals being overbred, overproduced, coming from potentially unhealthy parents, not necessarily living in particularly good conditions. And it's about them being transported when they're young, not getting vet checks. There's a whole clatter of things that are the issue here with that.
Okay. And is this a sort of a cultural thing, how we're treating these animals, would you say, Gillian? Because, you know, it's sort of not particularly edifying to think that here in Ireland that we are the main suppliers of the UK's puppy farmed puppies.
Yeah, unfortunately in Ireland we have a thing called the Dog Breeding Establishment Act, where people can actually register themselves as breeders. And one of the issues that the DSPCA and the Irish Kennel Club have is the fact that there is no capping on the number of dogs that can actually be registered. If you can prove that you can adequately look after 400 or 500 breeding female dogs, they will issue you with a license for it. There's no capping on the number of female dogs you can actually register. And really,
so you can literally farm dogs, in other words.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And who in their right mind can actually look after that amount of female dogs and their puppies, properly and adequately? These are not farm animals. These are animals that have been bred to be domestic pets. They should not be farmed in this way.
And just for people out there listening, I'm sure people will be, you know, animal lovers in particular, who might want to, you know, get a dog and would be delighted to have a dog and would care and love a dog. If you are somebody thinking of getting a pet, and I know, unfortunately, people are giving back pets in their droves at the moment, but if you're somebody thinking of getting a pet, where should you go in order to get one? How should you go about it?
Well, your first port of call has to be to your local rescue centre. I know there's a lot of talk about all these puppies coming back, but people have to understand that what is coming back into shelters, especially the DSPCA, are the trouble dogs, the ones that have behavioural issues or health issues. But it is important that people's first step is to go to a rescue centre. You want to adopt an animal. You don't want to be buying it, because no matter how hard you try, people are getting conned into buying animals that are mass produced.
Okay. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning about this. That's Gillian Bird, their Head of Education and Media at the DSPCA. Have a look at that Spotlight video on BBC if you're able to see it. If you are in particular an animal lover, I think you might find it particularly grim.